the Thai government has awarded the prestigious Prince Mahidol Prize for Medicine to a British scientist, Anne Mills, Professor of Health Economics at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She was chosen for her global achievements in helping develop health systems in a number of countries, including Thailand. When I called to see her, I learned how Thailand has achieved universal healthcare coverage. In principle, everybody gets medical care irrespective of their ability to pay. I asked Professor Mills how they did this and what lessons there might be for other parts of the world.
The Thais recognise that there's still a long way to go in improving the quality of care because in theory there's universal access, but in practice they can't cover absolutely everything for people. There's a physical limit, for example, with respect to human resources, which is quite a big constraint within Thailand. So inevitably there's rationing that goes on, but hopefully over time they'll be able to extend the what we call the depth of coverage, the range of services that people have access to.
And in places like Thailand, how do you cope with things like private medicine?
Well, Thailand has done some interesting things. I mean, they've achieved universal coverage through three large schemes, of which one is a social insurance scheme for the people in the formal employment sector. And there, people can choose between using a public or a private hospital. So the Thais are beginning to link the private hospitals into their network of facilities, but again, with structured arrangements for how people use those facilities and how they're paid.
But is universal healthcare like that only something which can be done in a moderately well-resourced country like Thailand? What about poorer countries?
I think universal coverage in the poor countries of Africa is very difficult and means something very different. So I think in an African setting, you would need to go for a much more limited benefit package, as the jargon goes, a limited set of services that you couldn't afford the range of services that somewhere like Thailand does. But I think within its region, Thailand, at its current level of income, is actually well ahead of slightly richer countries within the region. So it demonstrates that even lower middle income countries can do a lot more than many actually do at the moment.
But national systems are notoriously bureaucratic. What do you say to the cynic who says, you know, this isn't really going to work in my country?
Well, I think it's true that you need to identify system design features that fit the particular context. I think many times the problem is not bureaucracy per se, but it's the limited capacity of the government to take action and to implement new programs. Thailand, despite its level of income, has an unusually effective government system, and I think one needs to recognise that. So what they do may well not be possible elsewhere, but that doesn't mean to say that other countries can't take some lessons from it.
Clearly, economics and organisation lie at the heart of delivering good healthcare to everybody. What sort of message would you leave people to be thinking about that kind of floats to the surface in many different situations from the different countries you've worked in?
I think the extreme importance of having a government that is committed to the welfare of the whole of its population, because that is what Thailand has. Though very curiously, I mean, the Thailand political situation is not so easy, but they have a cadre of highly committed public health professionals who have been able to put universal coverage in place. And it's this sense of social solidarity that's really important. So that's really what a country has to think how to develop, the sense of social solidarity and a strong public health ethos.
What's the magic that gave them that cadre of professionals that are committed to doing this?
Very interesting question as to how that developed. I mean, obviously people like myself are going to Thailand, interacting with Thailand, but in the end there is a sense of collective responsibility that comes from Thai's history and indeed to some extent from Prince Mahidol, in whose honour this award was set up. The current king is his younger son, and Prince Mahidol, having done military training in Germany in the early part of the last century, then went to Harvard and qualified as a doctor in 1921, went back to Thailand, and despite being a member of the royal family, went to a hospital in the north of Thailand to work as a doctor. So that he set an example of altruism and work for others, and that was why this award was named after him. So this Thai history in terms of worrying about the welfare of others goes back a long way.
Professor Anne Mills, head of the Department of Public Health and Policy at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.